This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Prophetic Dua. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting with one of the companions, Shaddad ibn Aus, and he said to him, "O Shaddad, if you see the people treasuring or hoarding gold and silver, fa'aknis ha'ula'i al-kalimat, then you should treasure and go after these words that I'm about to teach you." And subhanAllah, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam values these words so much. You know, he's talking about these words, he's valuing them so much, he sees all these importance in them, and he's telling us, take this really seriously, take this really important. If you see people going after gold and silver, another narration, if you see them going after dinar and dirham, you know, dollars and cents, then you should go after these words. And why is the Prophet valuing these words so much? Because gold and silver and dollars and cents, those are keys that can open the dunya. But these words are so powerful, they can open for you both this world and the next world, the dunya and the akhirah. So he tells Shaddad, learn these words from me. What are these words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting with Shaddad, he tells him, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-thabatu fil amr. Oh Allah, I ask you steadfastness in the affair, in my affairs. وَالْعَزِيمَةُ عَلَى الرُّشْدِ and determination along to the right course of action. وَأَسْأَلُكَ مُوجِبَاتِ رَحْمَتِكَ and I ask you all that obligates your mercy. وَعَزَائِمَ مَغْفِرَتِكَ and that which is a means to your forgiveness. وَأَسْأَلُكَ شُكْرُ نَعْمَتِكَ and I ask you to allow me to be grateful for your blessings. وَحُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكَ and I ask you to allow me to worship you in the best manner. وَأَسْأَلُكَ قَلْبًا سَلِيمًا and I ask you for a heart which is sound. وَلِسَانًا صَادِقًا and a tongue that is truthful. وَأَسْأَلُكَ مِنْ خَيْرِ مَا تَعْلَمُ and I ask you for all the good that you know. And I seek refuge in you. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا تَعْلَمُ I seek refuge in you from the evil that you know. وَأَسْتَغْفِرُكَ لِمَا تَعْلَمُ and I seek forgiveness in you from what you know. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ indeed you are the one who knows all that is hidden, all that is in the unseen. SubhanAllah, it's such a powerful, beautiful dua. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us and tells us that this is better than gold and silver. Because realize, brothers and sisters, gold and silver and these things go away. They run out. You know, people who have them until they don't have it. But what we do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفِذْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ what is with us, i.e. what is in this world, يَنْفَذْ, it runs out. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ but what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall remain. So chase after that which will remain. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begins this dua, saying, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-thabatu fil amr. Oh Allah, I ask you for steadfastness in all of my affairs. Give me steadfastness. Allow me to be firm. And the affair that the Prophet ﷺ is referring to mostly is the affair of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the affair of this religion, of this path, of making dua, of praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, you know, the dua that the Prophet ﷺ made the most was يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى دِينِكَ that he would say, O you who alternates the heart, make my heart firm upon this religion. So asking Allah for firmness, to be steadfast and firm on the deen, was the dua the Prophet ﷺ made the most. And he begins this dua with that same ask, O Allah, make me firm in this religion. Being firm in this religion is a tremendous treasure. It is a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To die as a Muslim is better than all the gold and the silver in this world. What can be better than to die with faith in our heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself is the one asking to be steadfast, like he is making this dua the most. Aisha says, the dua he made the most is for Allah to make him firm and to make him steadfast. Never take the fact that you are a believer for granted. If the Prophet ﷺ is the one asking Allah to make him firm, then all of us should realize that none of us should take the fact that we are Muslims for granted. Just because we are believers today does not mean that we will be tomorrow. So ask Allah to keep you firm upon His religion, firm upon this path. Now how can we maintain, or how can we attain this steadfastness, this firmness upon this religion? The next thing the Prophet ﷺ says answers that question. وَالْعَزِيمَةُ عَلَى الرُّشْدِ O Allah, grant me determination upon the righteous path. to attain steadfastness, that steadfastness, that firmness that we've asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for in our religion, we need to find determination, azimah. The secret to being firm in this religion is the secret of being determined. You know, the secret of being firm in our salah, the secret of being firm in our fasting, the secret of being firm in our dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the secret of being firm in avoiding sins, the secret to all of this is in being truthful and in having real determination with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this concept of azimah, of determination, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses it to describe the best prophets, the best messengers. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولِي الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. Be patient just as أُولِي الْعَزْمِ. The messengers of strong determination were patient. And so who are these messengers of strong determination? It is Nuh and Musa and Ibrahim and Isa and our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nuh and Ibrahim and Musa and Isa and our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so look at and consider the lives and the determination in the lives of all of those righteous, amazingly determined prophets. Look at Nuh alayhi salam, who called and preached to his people for 950 years. Look at the determination of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was thrown into the fire, cast away by his father, and yet he perseveres and continues to carry the call and the message to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the message of Tawheed of La ilaha illallah. What amazing determination is that? Look at the determination of Musa alayhi salam, who fought against the worst of all the tyrants, Fir'aun, and he faces defiance even from his own people, yet he remains determined and continues determined upon the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at Isa, who's fought by his own people until they even tried to kill him. And our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how often did they abuse him? How often did they fight him? How often did they insult him? How often did they attack him? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained steadfast and firm and determined. They attacked him, they tried to strangle him to death. They threw upon his back, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the carcass of a dead camel. They plotted and planned to assassinate our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They boycotted and tried to starve him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He would see his companions being tortured and killed just as they opposed him with brutality from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They also tried to seduce him away from the path of Allah azza wa jal. They offered him money. They offered him kingdom. They offered him women. If only he would abandon calling to La ilaha illallah. But he responded with determination. He said, if they put the sun in my right hand, if they put the moon in my left hand, I would not abandon this call. This is the determination of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His truthful, determined conviction carried him and made him steadfast upon this religion. And we too need to carry that same steadfastness as we call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the dua continues, وَأَسْأَلُكَ مُوجِبَاتِ رَحْمَتِكَ وَعَزَائِمَ مَغْفِرَتِكَ. That, O Allah, I ask you for that which obligates your mercy, and I ask you for the means of your forgiveness. And this is an interesting, very beautiful phrasing from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just as we ask Allah to make us firm in this religion, we should realize no matter how determined we are, no matter how firm we are in this religion, we have to realize that we are human beings and we are going to err and we are going to fall short and we are not going to be as good as we want to be or as we aim to be. And if we are going to fall short, therefore we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and for His forgiveness. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, he says, أَسْأَلُكَ مُوجِبَاتِ رَحْمَتِكَ. I ask you for that which obligates your mercy. Meaning there are certain things that if we do them, we will attain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, right? There are certain things, if we were to do it, we attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet is asking, O Allah, give me all of these things that attain the mercy of Allah. So for instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. That Allah says, when the Qur'an is recited, then listen to it and pay attention for what? For you may achieve mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may receive mercy from Allah azza wa jal. So listening to the Qur'an and paying attention to it is one of the things that brings us the mercy of Allah azza wa jal. وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. He also says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow or obey the Prophet so that you may have mercy. Following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is something that helps us attain the mercy of Allah. Being merciful to other people, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those who are merciful to other, the most merciful will show them mercy. So when we are merciful and compassionate to other people, that is something that allows us to attain the mercy of Allah. So this one phrase, وَأَسْأَلُكَ مُوجِبَاتِ رَحْمَتِكَ, I ask you for that which obligates your mercy, it is asking for all of these things at once. Anything that allows me to attain the mercy of Allah, oh Allah, allow me to have it. Likewise, it's true for the next phrase, وَعَزَائِمَ مَغْفِرَتِكَ, that which causes us, or the means to your forgiveness. What is the means to the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Prophet told us so many things. Fasting in Ramadan. The Prophet says, whoever fasts Ramadan, iman and wahtisaban, with faith and expecting reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ, all of his sins will be forgiven. His past sins will be forgiven. Whoever stands in prayer in Laylatul Qadr, his sins will be forgiven. Whoever makes dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we remember Allah azza wa jalla, the Prophet says, whoever says subhanallahu bihamdi 100 times in the day, that his past sins will be forgiven. All of these different things, going for umrah, one umrah to the other umrah will forgive your sins. Going for hajj, when you go for hajj, your sins are forgiven. And many, many more things we don't even have time to mention. All of these things give us forgiveness. And this one phrase that we're asking, عَزَائِمَ مَغْفِرَتِكَ, all of the means to your forgiveness, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's as if in this one phrase, we're asking Allah to give us all of these different things. Allow us to fast Ramadan, allow us to witness Laylatul Qadr, allow us to go for Hajj, allow us to go for Umrah. We're asking for all of these things with this single phrase, allow me the means to your forgiveness. The next thing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the dua, وَأَسْأَلُكَ شُكْرَ نِعْمَتِكَ وَحُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكَ, I ask you to make me thankful for your blessings, and I ask you to make me worship you in the best manner. And these are two incredible, beautiful meanings for us. Realize our lives are always between patience and gratitude. The beginning of this dua is talking about being steadfast. It's talking about being determined. And we are determined against obstacles, against difficulties, against hardships. And when we go through those hardships, we need to be patient. But when we are not going through obstacles and hardships and difficulties, and life is good, and we are witnessing and living luxuries and ease, then what do we need to be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We need to be thankful. So these two elements capture all of our faith, all of our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we need to... So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as we are asking Him for steadfastness and firmness against difficulty, we need to ask Him to allow us to be grateful, allow us to recognize the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be grateful for the blessings that Allah has given us. And then He says, وَحُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكَ, and to worship Allah in the best manner. And the worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is often connected to gratitude with Allah. So for instance, the Prophet ﷺ says, at the end of each prayer, he told Mu'adh ibn Jabal, at the end of each prayer, you should say, Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. O Allah, help me or aid me in remembering you and in being thankful to you and in worshipping you in the best manner. So being thankful and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best manner is something the Prophet paired together often. And so many people worship Allah, but when they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't worship Him in the best manner. You know, their prayer is very fast, very swift. You know, they're reciting the words and they're not even thinking about it. If they make dua, they're saying ameen and they're not even thinking about what they're asking for or who they're asking. So how do we make sure that we have presence of mind when we worship Allah? How do we make sure that when we worship Allah, our emotions are there, we're mindful? The way to do that is to realize that we owe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala way more than the 5 minutes of salah that we're praying, right? We owe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala way more. Why not extend your prayer by a couple of minutes? Allah has given us so much. So by recognizing all the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that He's given us, it allows us to understand how much we owe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, moves on to the next point. And he says, وَأَسْأَلُكَ قَلْبًا سَلِيمًا وَأَسْأَلُكَ لِسَانًا ذَاكِرًا, I ask you for a sound heart and for a truthful tongue. And this is really the focal point of this entire dua, that we are given a sound heart, قَلْبًا سَلِيمًا, right? All that we ask for, to be steadfast, from the means of forgiveness and mercy, from gratitude, all of this emits from a heart that is sound. This is the real treasure. This is the true treasure, the heart that is sound. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the dua of Prophet Ibrahim in the Qur'an, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ, do not humiliate me on the day of resurrection. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ, the day day when neither wealth nor children will benefit the person. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except for the person who arrives with a heart that is sound. The heart that is sound is the one that is free and safe from shirk, from worshipping other than Allah, and from riya, from showing off for the people, and from arrogance, and from conceit, and from following our baser desires and lusts, and from envy, and from jealousy, and from assuming the worst about others, and from hatred and bitterness. These are the diseases of the heart. And the sound heart is the one that is free of all these diseases. These diseases pull us in one direction or another away from Allah Azza wa Jal. So the sound heart is the one that has no space for these diseases, because it is consumed with the love of Allah and with longing Allah and with wanting to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with wanting to have a closeness with Allah Azza wa Jal. Then the dua continues, قَلْبًا سَلِيمًا وَلِسَانًا وَلِسَانًا صَادِقًا. I ask you for a sound heart and for a truthful tongue. In another narration, وَلِسَانًا ذَاكِرًا, a tongue that remembers Allah. A truthful tongue, meaning that we are saying, oh Allah, you know, we asked you for all of these things, let us be truthful in it. Let us be the people who actually mean what we say. Let us be the people who are truthful, that when we ask you to be firm, we actually want to be firm. We want to be firm on this religion. We're not simultaneously planning to harm people, steal from people, backbite about people. While we're asking you to be firm on the religion, we're also doing things that belie that thing that we're asking you. Oh Allah, make us firm, make us truthful in what we are asking you. And more importantly, the Prophet ﷺ ties the idea of the sound heart with the state of our tongue. And the Prophet ﷺ mentions this reality in many different, you know, ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ, that he says that لا يستقيم إيمان عبد حتى يستقيم قلبه, that the faith of a servant will never be firm until their heart is firm. And their heart will never be firm until their tongue is firm. So the Prophet ﷺ wants us to know that our hearts are connected to our tongues and vice versa. You know, what we say affects what are the status of our heart. And what we feel affects what we say as well. These two things are connected, and we have to pay a lot of attention for it. And the Prophet ﷺ then, you know, he says, وَأَسْأَلُكَ مِنْ خَيْرِ مَا تَعْلَمْ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا تَعْلَمْ, that I ask you for the best of what you know, and I seek refuge in you from the evil that you know. And so we have to recognize we're asking Allah Azza wa Jal, the most powerful. He is the one who knows everything. And he says, وَأَسْتَغْفِرُكَ لِمَا تَعْلَمْ, and I seek refuge in you from what you know. Right? There are sins that we do that we forget about, and we don't even realize that we need to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوا. Allah has kept account, but people have forgotten. So we ask Allah for forgiveness for the things that we have forgotten. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. Indeed, you are the one who knows all that is hidden. We're asking a great and powerful Lord who is so knowledgeable, who knows the things that we do not know and are not capable of knowing. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all these amazing benefits and to allow us to attain this treasure the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about. Join us inshallah in the future for more episodes of Prophetic Dua. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.